Okay, we are up to the last daf here in Maseches Kilayim, daf Pei Dalet, 84 dafim, all about Kilayim. As we look back, the first couple of prakim about Kilay Zerayim, and the next couple of prakim about Kilay HaKerem, the difference between the two, and then we had one parak, the eighth parak, got us into Kilay Behema, and the two parts of Kilay Behema, cross-breeding and cross-working, not as much discussion in the Gemara about that, and then this ninth parak about Kilay Begadim, what we call Shatnez. And the past couple of days, we've had details about the Issa Daraisa of Shatnez, Issa Drabana of Shatnez, Shua, Tavui, Venuz, the three different stages as we had. Machlokas, we showed him whether you need all three for the Daraisa or even one of them. And another Machlokas, an overlapping Machlokas, when we say those three stages, are those three stages combining the wool and the linen itself in those stages, like you're smoothing them together or you're winding them together, or are they done separately, like Rabbi Tam and the Ramban says, they're done separately and then combining them in any serious way, would be an Isser of Kilayim. Just one Ha'ara from yesterday. So yesterday we read the Mishnah, the An Pei Gimel Beis. We read the Mishnah about one that has to go twice through. A thread just going once through is not a Chibur. Not a Chibur for Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Kilayim, or Hilchas Tumah. The three areas of Halacha that the Mishnah mentioned. But if you put a two through, right, how the Mishnah said, if you put the two heads on one side, that means one's through this way and one's through that way. So then that would be a chibur for all the three areas of Halacha. So the Gemara here, we point out the Tiferet Yisrael comments on the Mishnah, that it's interesting that the Mishnah brings up the Isser of Korea, the Isser of tearing on Shabbos, not just the Isser of Tofer, which is combining and mending two items together, which is a big discussion in Halacha Lamaisa in terms of sewing, in terms of stapling, in terms of bobby pins and buttons and zippers, what's mutter, what's aser, all the issues of Tofer. But the Mishnah quotes Shomta, HaShomta b'Shabbos Pater. If I separate that one thread on Shabbos, I am Pater, because that's not an Isser Daraisa, because it's not a true Chibur. That's the Malacha of Korea. But if it's two threads, right, Asher Rasha, Shnei Rasha Mitzad Echad, if you put them both through, one side and then the other side, so it's twice, so that would be an Isser Daraisa, and that's what the Mishnah says, Ashomta B'Shabbos Chayiv. If somebody rips that, takes that thread out that's through twice, on Shabbos, one would be Chayiv for the Malacha of Korea. So again, the Pharisees all notes why we talk about Korea, not Tofer. You can look there for the reason. But just to mention one chiddush in the world of Tofer. The Mishnah tells us in Shabbos Ayin Gimel, as we know that's the source of the Lamentes Malachis, that there are certain Malachis that require almanas. So for example, HaKorea almanas litvar, right? That's the HaMochek almanas lichtov. You need almanas in order for it to be Chayav Daraisa. Why do you need almanas? So the pashup shot of needing almanas is that there is a p'tur called mekalkel, of doing something destructively. Mekalkel on Shabbos is putter. It's Asur Durabanan. Probably because of, as we know, the Malachas Machsheves Asur Torah, the Torah, the Mishkan work is defined as thought-out expert artisan work, and that's the type of work that we're not allowed to do on Shabbos. What they did in the Mishkan, as the Torah calls it in Parshas Vayakel, Melechas Machsheves, that's what we're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So that principle has many, many ramifications. Not everyone agrees that everything comes from there, but there are some shittos that we showed him that almost everything comes from there. Malach shenis v'ich legufa, davish in miskavin, makalkel, misasek, shinui, grama, in miskayim, right? All of those halachos have at least some basis to say that it flows from Malachas Machsheves. So, mekalkel, doing the malachas done in the Mishkan were constructive activities. If I do something destructive, mekalkel, that's not going to be Asa Daraisa, because that's not Malachas Machsheves. So these actions inherently are destructive. Ripping and breaking and erasing, right? All of those are destructive in nature. So, in order to make it constructive, in order for it to be Asur Daraisa on Shabbos, it has to be constructive, and that's what the Mishnah means by saying, Korea Almanas Litvar, it has to be, rip it Almanas, to sew it back together. In the Mishkan, what they do, sometimes there was a worm that made a hole in one of the curtains, and they had to sew it back together. So what they do, first they had to even it out, so they cut around the area of the hole to make it like an even cut, and then they would put a patch, or however they would do it in order to sew it up. So that's Korea Amanas Litvar. Or Soser Amanas Livnos, breaking in term Amanas to repair it and to rebuild it. So that's the Pashup Shana, that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam Hilchos Shabbos says that this is just one example of tikkun. One example of tikkun is Korea Amanas Litvar, but really any tikkun. But if you look in Tosfos, Shabbos Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, Tosfos seems to say that it's Dafka Amanas Litvar, only Amanas Litvar, and not other tikkunim. That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says in Tosfos Dibur Maskel Vitzarich, Ella midi dahavi korei amanas litvar umochek amanas lichto. Because the example, he says, Nira dafilo b'yud melchayev lachashas yich legufa, bin et sarech le'etzem, delo mikri be'etzem kotzer, ella be'inyin zeh. Midi dahavi a korei amanas litvar. Like korei amanas litvar requires literally litvar, amanas to sew it back together. Rabbi Kiva Eger right there in the Gilyon HaShas. Mivuar, it seems from Tosfos, de svirale da'af hecha de'enu makalkel. Amanas Litvar is not just needed there in order to prevent it from being destructive, but it's part of the definition of Tofer, of Koreas, Amanas Litvar, Tetzorach le'ezedavar, Mikomakom Pater. Tosa sounds like Amanas Litvar is not just an example of a tikkun. If it's not Amanas Litvar, even if it's a different tikkun, it's not going to be Asa Daraisa. That's the Chiddush of Tosfos. And Rabbi Kiva Eger says, if I'm reading Tosfos correctly, then I have a kasha. Because again, what is Tosfos Shita? You dafkani korei amanas litvar. If it's almanas, anything else, even if it's a constructive purpose, it's not going to be chayav daraisa. What's the problem? The Gemara later on, daf kuf dalet, he quotes, korei bachamaso on Shabbos, you're chayiv. If somebody is really angry on Shabbos, and he tears a shirt in order to calm his anger, and by tearing it, he calms down, that's an issa daraisa on Shabbos. Because that's constructive. It's constructive. It calmed him down. So that's not almanas litvar. So it's clear from that Gemara, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that any type of tikkun, you don't dafka need amanas litvar. That's the Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha in Shabbos, daf ayin gimel amud beis in the Gilyon HaShas. So how do you get out of that? And this is an important discussion, because what's the malach of Korea? Right? Our Mishnah here says Hashom te b'Shabbos chayef. Right? What's the definition of the malach of Korea? If it is an amanas litvar or amanas lasakein? So according to Rov Rishonim, Amanas Lasakin, any type of tikkun. But if you need Amanas Litvar, how does Tosfos read the Gemara later on? So there's a beautiful stipler. The stipler in the Kilas Yaakov, there in Shabbos in Siman Lamed Vav, says, by most malachos, it's a focus on the chefza, on what you're plowing a field. You're making the field better. You're killing an animal. You're killing the animal. You're cleaning something. The focus is the object. You're cutting something. You're lighting a fire. Most of it is about the chefza. So when it's about the chefza, that's when Tosfos says, if you're doing korea on a chefza, it's only amanas litvar literally. But there's another category of malacha. Well, let's just read his words. V'inei kol ha-malachos v'dera klal, generally, heima tikkun ba-chefza, they're constructive activities in the object. Aval einu b'geder achila o hana. It's not about, I wouldn't call it consumption. Most malachas aren't about my own personal consumption, the focus on the gavra. Like I get a field ready for zriya, or I seed it, or I clean it, anything. Aval, once in a while, you'll have a malacha, that's about the gavra. That's about the person. And you could have within the same halacha. Korea is usually about the chefza. I rip something in order to make it better. That means amanas litvar. But korea b'chamaso, that has nothing to do with the chefza. It has to do with calming down the gavra. And for that different category of malacha, Tosfos wasn't talking about that. Tosfos only says you need amanas litvar only by category A, when the focus is on the object. So that's when you would need amanas litvar in the object. Says the stipler. This is the usage of the person. It's consumption. It's like eating something. You eat something to fulfill your hunger. So I rip something in order to calm my anger. Kivan dezeu hana aso hasofit v'lo kemachshu masakin achef sashi roi l'toelas v'yesh lomar. In that case, it's not called a makalkel purpose. The only time something is called makalkel, which then requires almanas something, is when it's about the chefza, because then it's ruining the chefza, so it has to be amanas makalkel. But when it's korea, inherently about the gavra, that's not destructive at all. That's constructive. It's help. You're consuming. You're getting a usage out of it, and therefore that is would not require the almanas, and therefore it's a different category of what Tosis was talking about. Okay, that's a little bit about korea. Hilchas Shabbos, but it's brought up right here in the Mishnah regarding Shomta B'Shabbos Chayef. So now let's continue with the actual last daf here on Daf Peidalot on top. Rabbi Chanina Amar, Ad Yochlus Kol Sitra. The Mishnah said that you're only Chayef if you pulled the string in and went once and went twice. Rabbi Chanina adds, you're only going to be Chayef if you pull the string in the whole way. Sometimes I can pull the string in and leave a little bit loose, that you didn't pull in the whole way. You have to pull it the whole way. Ayach is kol sitra, right? The whole side. It all comes out only one side. There's nothing left on the other side. Right? The Rav Chaim Kanievsky, v'lo yashir b'tzad ze miksas hachut tola. There's nothing hanging on the other side, with the original side that it just came from. Amalei Rabbi Yana. Rabbi Yana says, I'm sorry, I beg to differ. Rabbi Yana was Rabbi Chanina's Rebbe. Rabbi Yanai answers his Talmud, Rabbi Chanina. Amru lo Rabbi Chanina. Tell Rabbi Chanina, say vikra. Go learn outside. What does that mean? Go learn outside. Sometimes in the Bavli you have puktani levra. Go learn this outside. Like, I what are you doing here? That's the way that a Rebbe threw out a Talmud in the Gemara. But here it's more meduyak. Say vikra. The Marafold and the other Mefarshim point out that Rabbi Chanina was an expert in Tanakh. An expert in psukim. That's why he was called Rabbi Chanina Kra. He was called Rabbi Chanina, the Mikra man, the Tanakh man. And therefore, what his Rebbe was saying to him was that, focus on Tanakh, because that's what you're expert in. Right? The Torah Shebaal Peh, right? Maybe you should learn that, but don't say such chidushim. That's what he means. Save a Kra. Look at the Mara Folda. Rabbi Chanina, how you call Rinlo Rabbi Chanina Kra? They used to call Rabbi Chanina the Tanakh man. Kamosha Amru, like it says in Brachas, Gamkein, Rabbiani, Rabo, Shamakein, Puk, Kroi, Karach, Labra. Go outside. That's what your expertise is. That's where you should focus. Look at the Rash Sir Leo on the bottom. Ubaki Bemikrahaya. He was an expert in psukim. V'amale Rabbi Yanai, Tsei Va'asok Bimalachtacha. Go and be osik in your own malacha. V'lotase malacha acheres. Don't be osik in other malachas. V'la'asos ukimtos ala mishnayis. Right? This is not your expertise. So that's what that's what he tells him. Let's just finish the line, and then we'll get back to that. V'hataninon. Because after all, Rabbi Yanai says, our Mishnah talks about what you need for the chiyuv of kilayim. And what does our Mishnah say? If you pull it through twice and you bring out both sides on both corners on one side, you went through twice. That's all it says. That's the requirement. Me'ata, but according to you, right? You have to pull it through the whole way. Adi yechus v'yesuk. The Mishnah should also say that you have to go all the way down and then all the way up. Doesn't say that. Or Vatani Rabbi Yehuda, the next line of the Mishnah, Omer Ashi Yishalish. Right, your Rabbi Yehuda says you have to do it three times through. Me'ata the yachus v'yesuk v'yechus. Right, according to you, you should have to say you have to pull it all the way down and all the way up and all the way down. Meaning, Rabbi Chanina, your requirement should be in the Mishnah. Ella, because it does not say that in the Mishnah, hachin v'hachin. It must be that once you pull it through this way and you pull it through that way, that's all you need. Right, Rabbi Tanakama twice, Rabbi Yehuda three times, but you don't need to pull it all the way through. Even if it's not all the way through, it's going to be chayiv. So Rabbi Yanai asked that on his Talmud, Rabbi Chanina. There are major differences, even though Torah Shebaal Peh, Torah Shebaksav, right? Tanakh and Torah Shebaal Peh makes up all of Torah, Kol HaTorah Kula. There are a number of sources that talk about the relationship between the two. There's a beautiful Ben Yehoyada that I like to quote in Shabbos Daf Peches, where the Gemara there, Tosfos, deals with a question, again, a question that many are familiar with. How is it that on the same Daf and Shas, the Gemara talks about Nasa v'Nishma, right, that we took the Torah willingly, and on the same Daf, it talks about Kaf Alem HaKigigas, that we were forced to take the Torah, and Hashem held the mountain over our heads. That's Shabbos Peches Amad Aleph. If Yasu B'sach Zahar, Amr of Zim Barachama Bar Chasa, Malamit Shekav HaKadosh Baruch Alem Zahar Kigigas, Hashem held the mountain over our heads like a barrel. V'amar Lehem and said to us, Imatem Akalamat Torah Mutav. If you accept the Torah, great. And if not, Sham Teik V'Raspem. And ask Tosfos there, and ask the Mefarshim there. What was it? Was it Nasav Nishba? Was it Kavala Merkagigas? Which one was it? So Tosfos gives his answer, but the Chizkuni in Shmos, and the, not only the Chizkuni, the Medrash Tanchum in Parshas Noach says, Torah Shebechsav, Torah Shebalpeh. We were ready Nasav Nishma and Torah Shebechsav. Torah Shebalpeh, that's a much stronger and deeper commitment. Says that, I'll read you for the Medrash. This is the Tanchum in Oz Gimel, in Parshas Noach. V'lo kiblu ha-Yisrael ha-Sat Torah, she-kabal ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu ha-Kigigas. V'im tomar al Torah she-bechsav kabal ha-Masahar. And if you want to think that even Torah she-bechsav, Hashem had to force us, v'alo mishash amal ha-Makalim ha-Masah Torah, anu kulam v'amru nasa v'nishma, m'vnei she-ein ba yigiyah v'tsar v'hi ma'at. Tanakh is finite. It's not as much of a commitment. Ela amar la Torah she-bal peh. Sheish bem dikduke mitzvahs, kawas v'chamuros, v'hi azek kamaves, v'kasha kishol kinasa. It's hard work. L'vishein lo medosa, ela b'misha, oe v'kadosh baruch hu, b'chol libo v'chol nafsho, v'chol ma'odo. A person only learns Torah Sheval Peh if he's committed. Somebody only does dafyomi, bavli or Yerushalmi. If they're committed, it's not easy every single day. Every single day without fail. Right, every single, that's this Yerusham. That's this, Tanchuma. That's what Kavala Markagigas. We weren't ready for that, but Hashem says, you accept one, you got the other one. Right, we said, Nasa Vinishman Torah Shebechsav, but then Hashem had to force us, so to speak, on the Torah Shebal Peh. So the Ben Yehoyada, on that Gemara, says, maybe this is even alluded to in the description. Right, because what does the Gemara say? Hashem held the mountain over our heads like a barrel. Asked the Ben Yehoyada, what do we need that word like a barrel? Why can't we just say he held the mountain over our heads like a mountain? Right, like a mountain. Remember, Og had held the mountain over his head like a mountain? Right? So why does it say that like a barrel? It's alluding to this. Because a barrel, you have the outside of the barrel, but the ikar of the barrel are the billions of droplets that are inside the barrel. The barrel is just a container, a base kibble for what's inside. So Hashem was telling Bnei Yisrael, you accept the barrel, the Torah Shebechsav, but look what's inside. There's so much more that's inside that, and that's the focus. Lermoz lahem, shekol teva v'teva shel amikra, hi kmo gigas. Every word in the Torah is like a barrel. Sheish la beis kibol, that has a receptacle. Umatilin l'tocha yayin, asher tochil elef alafim tipos yayin bekirba. Thousands of droplets of wine. V'yalmanas kein atem chayavim l'kabalas haTorah Shebechsav. You take the barrel, you take what's in the barrel. And that's what he forced us, so to speak, on that. That's Torah Shebechsav, Torah Shebal Peh. There's also a beautiful, based on the tour, I think it's a Kaf HaChaim, I don't remember, that we say, well, before we get an Aliyah, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Ha'amim, Hashem gave us the Torah, but Asalon Astaroso. That's Torah Shebechsav. After we get an Aliyah, we say, Asher Asalon Astaroso Ames, V'chaye Olam Natav Zuchenu, that's Torah Shebal Peh. That's the tour. The Torah quotes, so Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebal Peh. But I think it's the Kaf HaChaim, if not someone else, that when we go up to get an Aliyah, we see the words of the Torah, and we just see the physical ink, and so we make a bracha on the Torah Shebechsav, because that's what we see. But after we read the Torah, and we realize the depths of every word, then we make a bracha on Torah Shebal Peh. After we get the Aliyah, and we see what's how much depth there is. Okay, I think that's the Kaf HaChaim. Okay, it's the Torah in Siman Kuf Lamed Tes in Or HaChaim. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Chutshe Shchilu L'machat. What happens if I thread a needle? I put a thread in a needle. Afilu Kasher Mikan Mikan. Even if I put knots on the two sides of the thread, so you can't get the thread out of the needle anymore, Eino Chibur. It's not called a Chibur for Tuma. Meaning if the needle gets Tame, the thread is not Tame and vice versa. They're separate, even though they're connected. And add in the word, tafro lebeged. If I then, what if I took this thread that's connected to the needle and I connected the thread to a beged? Hachur chibur lebeged. The thread is connected to the beged, ve'eno chibur lemachat. But the needle is not connected to the beged. If the beged becomes tummy, the needle is not tummy. Because it's not going to stay there. It's a needle that's hanging down from a beged. It's not meant to stay there, and therefore it is not called a chibur. Good. Asa shnei roshel besad echad v'chulu. What if you did two threads? So what does the Mishnah say for Kelayim? Two threads. You take one thread, you put it in one way, then you put it through the other way. That's Kelayim. Reb Yonah, Reb Yosef, Tarveon Amrin, Bekasher Mikan Umikan. Reb Yonah and Reb Yosef say, though it's not in the Mishnah, we're talking about a case where after you put it through, you tied it. you knotted it. Right? That's Rabbi Yonah and Yosa. Rabbi Yonah and Yosa are basically saying there's no difference between Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Kelayim. Because if you look in Shabbos, Daf Ayin Dalad Amid Beis, the Gemara there says, right, what did the Mishnah say? What's the Malach of Topher? Topher Shtei Tfiros. If you tie two threads, tie two things, that's Chayav on Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, Shabbos Ayin Dalad in the Bavli, Vahalo Kaima, it's not going to last. If I put a thread through one way and then the other way, it's loose. It's just going to come out in a second. Vahalo Kaima, Amma Rabba Barbarachana Amreb Yochanan, Vahusha Kishran. You're right, you tied it. You tied it. So in Shabbos Ayin Dalad, you tied it. Kilayim Pei Dalad, you tied it. Right, Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yosef think that they are basically the same idea because without that it doesn't stay at all. But here in the Yerushalmi, you have a machlokas about it. Mileon drabanan pligin. Right, the rabbanan argue on this. Dam Rabbi Babar Yirmiyam b'shem Rav Hamam tachstad of b'Shabbos. If there are two begadim that are connected, but they're loosely connected. So what happens if I pull the strings on the side, so that brings the begadim together? Hamamte begadim sod b'shabes chay mishum tofer. That's chay for tofer, for putting the two together. So the Gemara says, one second, v'yemer mishum tofer mishum kosher. Why don't you say tofer and kosher? Because if the only chay for tofer, if you're kosher it, so then shouldn't it be two malachis? The fact that Rav didn't say that, it must be. Rav holds, you don't need kosher. This is by Shabbos too. So it seems like here in the Yerushalmi, both Manda Amars, both of them do not make a chilek between Shabbos and Kilayim. Right? The Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yosa do not, they do require Kshira, while Rav does not require Kshira. So again, the Pashup Shot of our Gemara is that there's no difference between Shabbos and Kilayim. There's a machlokas. There's a machlokas about whether you're overchayev for tofer on Shabbos, and only chayev for kilayim if you tied it afterwards or not. So that is a machlokas. It's a machlokas in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama says that we're mako only if there was a kshira there. Only if there was a kshira there. There's an interesting, a big fat sefer on Masecha Shabbos, and I'm called the Minchas Ariel. So the Minchas Ariel, there in Shabbos, Ayin Dalet, in Os Mem Zayin, he says, Shabbos, Tofer Shtei Tfiros, there's no Chiyuv without Kshira. Yesh l'his topic, when we say on Shabbos, and in Kilayim will be in Afgamina, when we say on Shabbos that you're only Chayiv for Tofer if you tie it afterwards, is that part of the definition of Tofer on Shabbos? Or is that just a necessary condition? It's a Tnai, but it's not part of the actual definition of the Malacha. What difference does it make? Fascinating enough. What if you do tofer at the end of Shabbos, the last few seconds of Shabbos, but you didn't knot it until after Shabbos? Did you do the malacha of tofer on Shabbos? So if kosher is just a condition that you did the malacha is tofer, and you did the condition after Shabbos, okay, but that's fine. You still chayav on Shabbos. But if kosher is part of the definition of the malacha of tofer, because without it, it won't be kayama, so then you have to do it all on Shabbos. Right, one nafkamina. Or number two, what if one person does the tofer and one person does the kosher? Right, we know the halacha is if two people do a malacha that one person could do, it's pater, not chayav daraisa. So here too, if kosher is part of the definition of the malacha, so then, you know, this would be shnayim she'asa'uhu. Right, but if it's not, if it's kosher is just a condition, and one person did the tofer, one person did the kosher, so then there wouldn't be an issue, and one person did everything. So that's not nafkamina. End of Shabbos, one person did kosher, one person did tofer, another nafkamina. Kilayim. Why do you need kosher on Shabbos? Is that because Shabbos has a higher standard of miskayim? Right? And that might be just part of an external definition, or no. You need it because that's part of the definition of a ma'isa tefira. So nafkamina might be kilayim. So he quotes Ubikar Asafik. He says, "Machlokes, do you need kosher by Shabbos? We paskin you need kosher, but what about kilayim?" So he quotes the Rosh and the Rosh Perek Damelachas Kilayim say that kilayim you don't need kosher, while the Rambam says, you do need kosher. You do need kosher, while the Rambam does not quote kosher by kilayim. So maybe this could be about this machlokas. If you say it's part of the definition of a ma'isa tefira, then you need the kilayim too. If it's just a condition, a tnai by Shabbos, maybe because Shabbos requires kesher shel kayama, so then maybe it would not be required by Kilayim. So that's a beautiful piece here in Os Mem Zayin Menches in the Minchas Ariel on Maseches Shabbos. Big blue sefer on Maseches Shabbos. Okay, we continue. Oh, there is a Ritva. There is a Ritva, just to mention, then we'll continue. The Ritva there in Shabbos, Ayin Gimel, so the Gemara says that it's not going to be Shel Kayama, kosher too. So it's kind of like the line that we have here. So he asked the Ritva, so for every Maisa Tfira, you should be Chayiv too, also for kosher. For every Tofer, so you're also kosher. So the Ritva has three different answers. Number one, if the Kshira that you're doing is only to hold the Tfira up, then it's still included in Tofer, even though you did a Maisa Kshira. Wow. Huge Chiddush. Kivan she'ena kshira rak lahamed atfira chashvina lemishum tofer belchut. You did an act of nodding, but if the act of nodding is just to hold the tofer, so that's really part of the tfira, not part of the kshira. Number two, inachinami, right? Inachinami. I'm sorry, that's a different shita. Omori Aravi says it doesn't really mean you did kosher. It just means you like twined them together. You connected them in a way that they won't fall apart, even though you didn't do an act of kosher. V'yod yesh lomar, kigon shekashon amanas lahatir. You did kshira amanas lahatir. D'mishem kshira leka, avo mishem tfira ika. So that seems to assume, and the footnotes point this out, that kosher requires amanas miskayemes, while tfira does not require miskayemes. That would be a chiddush. That would be a chiddush to say that. Okay, either way, a couple of deos in the Ritva there in Shabbos, Ayin Dalet. Okay, we continue. Review the Omer V'chul. The review that says you need three. Omer V'simon Taima Rabbi Yehuda, Ayde Shlishi Malachta Miskayemes. You need to do three in order for it to be Miskayem. Ma Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eliezer? One second. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold like Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer is the Deya in Shabbos that requires three. The Tanina Taman Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ha'orik Shlosha Chutim B'tchila V'echad Al'orik Chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says if you start weaving something on Shabbos, three stitches at the beginning is Chayiv, not just two. If you're adding on, even just one. But Rabbi Eliezer is the one that says three. So does Rabbi Yehuda hold of Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer is a Talmud of Beis Shammai. I would rather not put Rabbi Yehuda with Rabbi Eliezer. So the answer is, I'm Rabbi Ula, Taimud Rabbi Eliezer. No, no, no. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have to be like Rabbi Eliezer. Taimud Rabbi Eliezer, Taman, over there for Shabbos, Al Yidei Shlishim Lachtam is Kayemis. Rabbi Eliezer says that on Shabbos you need three because that makes the Malachim is Kayim. But it could be Rabbi Yehuda holds like the Rabbanon, that even two is Miskayim. Bramhacha, pachos mikan mistaterhu. But here by kilayim, any less than three Rabbi Yehuda holds is not strong enough, it would fall apart. Meaning, it could be that kilayim has a higher standard than Shabbos. We just said, according to the whole Minchas Ariel, that it could be that Shabbos has a higher standard because of miskayim. But according to this line of the Gemara, it seems like kilayim would have a higher standard. Right? And therefore, even if Rabbi Yehuda only requires two by Shabbos, he would require three by kilayim. Good. So the last line of the Mishnah had said that if you have these bags and sacks tied together with wool and linen between them, then chayif. Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi lo shanu ela saka hasalo. This is only if you have two sacks that are together, a bag and a sack. But if you tied a basket, if one of the sides is connected to a basket, that's not going to be chayif because that's not meant to stay at all. That's not miskayim at all. That's not meant to be a connection. So Gemara says, Ashkach Tani, but we found a brisa that says the opposite. Hasalva Sakva Kupa. You have Sal in there also, Misarpan the Kalayim. Right? So we have a brisa that's against Rav Simon, that says, even by a Sal, if it's a connection, it's a connection. Even if it's not meant to be there a long time. And the Gemara, the brisa, once we quoted it, we just had the last line, Ohalim, Ein by Mishum Kalayim. Tents. You're allowed to be in a tent of Kalayim. Kalayim is only also to wear, or to be on top of you, but touching. But if you're in a tent, and the roof of the tent is made out of kelayim, that's not called a levisha. That's not called a wearing. The Rasirlio says, right, you're allowed to stay in the shade of kelayim. Right? There's only Israel, there's no Israel Hana by kelayim. There's Israel Levisha, and Israel Ha'ala. That's it. Period. Last couple of questions now in the Masechta. Rabbi Yirmiyahu boy, who b'no ma'ushi yisarfi b'kelayim? Can a man and his son, those are just examples, it just means two people. Can a man and a son be combined for Kalayim to create the Isser? Hey Chavida, what do you mean? Who lavishman and de'imar, bray lavishman and de'kitan? What if I'm wearing wool and my son's wearing linen and somebody ties a gartel, a belt around both of us? Is that going to be a problem? Nasev piske de'imar va'aglal tarehon. Right, our gear says that the belt is of wool. The grud takes that out. That's not the issue. The issue is just the two people. So does that create a problem? So I'm Rabbi Yossi. Fahenu nashuch. Are they biting each other? What does that mean? That's a lashon borrowed from Hilchas Chala. when you have two rolls next to each other? Are they considered one roll or two rolls? So if you take one roll and that takes some of the other roll with it, it like bites it, so that's called a connection. But if you could separate it separately and it stays, that's not called a connection. That's Rabbi Yossi's Lashon. Are they biting each other? Are they connected to each other? No. They have a belt around them. That's not connection. Rabbi Chagai ba yihuatzmo, Moshe Yisar b'kalayim. Rabbi Chagai asked, okay, forget two people. What about one person? Does one person mitzaref? Hey Chavida, what's the question? Ho lavish deridasin de imar b'chadar iglaya. V'dar desin tekita b'chadar iglaya. What if you're wearing two socks? One sock is wool and one sock is linen. Is that going to be kalayim? And again, Rabbi Yossi says, I'm Rabbi Yossi, feinu nashach. Are they, what are they biting? Are they, that's not a connection. You don't say that the person connects the two. Lotzurcha, dela, you're right. This is really dela, remember in Yerushalmi language, ela, right? You need it for the following question. This was what Reb Chagai was asking. Hay barosho pitzayos, a person has wounds on his head. Yav siflani demartut de'imar al-chadas. He puts a woolen bandage on one of the cuts, the Safloni Demarta Tekidin Al-Chada, they're right next to each other. Two bandages, one wool, one linen. It's not on two different feet. So is that a problem? And again, Rabbi Yossi has the same answer. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Vahein Nu Nashach. They're two separate things. Are they biting each other that you would pull one, the other one would come off? No. Ein Lecha Aser Ela Nashuch Bilvat. Right? The only Isser of Kelayim is where they're connected enough that if you pull one, the other one would come, and there's a real chibur in it. But other than that, that is not Kelayim. That's not a new Bria. Remember the Ramban? We'll go back to what we started with back 84 daf ago. Remember the Ramban, Rabbeinu Bachai in Vayikra, on these psukim in 1919, Yutes in Vayikra, that Kelayim is about creating new creations that God didn't create. Right? You're playing God. You're playing God. That's what the Ramban said about the Kelayim. So if it's not a real unit, you're not playing God. And therefore, it's not going to be usser in that way. Hadrullah eno usser. Vastigla Mesechas Kelayim. Baruch Hashem. Finishing Mesechas Kelayim. And Bez Hashem. That's Brachas, Peya, Demayim, Kelayim. A real Chaticha, a real Eschabed. Before we get to Bez Hashem, Shvius, when we start next time. Okay, we'll stop here.